Your best life begins with your healthiest life. At Baptist Health, you'll find the comprehensive care you need for every person in your family. From pediatrics to primary care to women's health, we're equipped to partner with you in every phase of your wellness journey. You'll also find Baptist Health locations and clinics across the state, ensuring we're always there for you when and where you need us. Learn more about the state's most trusted name in healthcare, locate a clinic, find a provider, and more at baptist-health.com.
This is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
It's time for the Ozarks Team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show. Classic Hits 101.7. Coverage continues now at the stadium.
And we are back here at Joe B. Hatcher Stadium here in West Little Rock as Pulaski Academy is leading your Mountain Home Bombers 28-7. And a big, kind of exciting. Have one half of football left to see if the Bombers can make a comeback. You've been listening to the Halftime Show provided or brought to you by the Ozarks Team of Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. They are your Twin Lakes area real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell, give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at the Ozarks Team a call today. Lucky to be joined by Coach Mitch Husky, Mountain Home's Athletic Director. Coach, glad to have you up here tonight.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, so let's get this over with first. Big day tomorrow. Happy birthday, early birthday.
Appreciate it. I'm feeling it a little bit today.
Hit the half-century mark, right?
Just got a few good years left.
Well, happy birthday. I'm sure all the Bomber fans wish you the same. Hey, so big week coming up for Mountain Home. Got homecoming week coming up. Tell us a little bit about schedule.
Well, I'm not going to give, like, through the week schedule, but, you know, the big deal that our students like, especially our females, is the Powder Puff game.
Yeah.
That's going to be going on this week. And then, of course, you know, we're going to have the homecoming parade, and then we'll have our homecoming on Friday night. And a lot of stuff going on. We'll be starting a little earlier than normal, just because around 6:15, 6:20, we'll recognize the Mountain Home Education Hall of Honor inductees for this year. And, of course, that banquet will be held on Thursday.
Okay.
And then sort of we'll recognize them before the game on Friday. And then we'll do our homecoming starting around 6:30. Our homecoming court on the field before the game. And then at halftime, we're going to recognize our past inductees and, then of course, our current inductees that's going in this year.
To the Hall of Honor. That'll be awesome.
To the Hall of Honor. And then, of course, Saturday is our Hall of Honor athletic banquet. So
busy week for you, and you know, it's if you're an alumni, it's a great time to come back and come to Bomber Stadium. You're gonna see a Little Rock Christian team that's gonna be really good, really tough team to defend, but you know, it'll be a great game.
Hey, when you got something at home, anytime you're at home, and plus the homecoming on, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I was laughing about the Powder Puff game. I've got a daughter back home that is really wanting to play in it, but you know, as a coach now, you got to protect those girls a little bit, right? The basketball girls want to go play?
Especially Witt. If she's listening, you might be out of luck this year.
Yeah, we pretty much told her she can't go. So, you know, big week, I guess, this last week for the Bombers. I think tennis went down to, was it Russellville, and got a win down there. Our junior 8th grade boys won Tuesday night. Our 9th grade boys got a big win at MacArthur last night. You know, things are running pretty good right now in the athletic program for Mountain Home Sports.
Yeah, you know, even, was it Tuesday? It's been a while since I watched our 8th grade football team play. Mm-hmm. That's probably about as well as I've seen that group play. Yeah. They played really well. And then, of course, you know, talking to Krogh on Thursday when they went down to MacArthur, that was a game that he said, we're going to have to play well. And, well, we hung, what, 50?
50 to 34.
So, I mean, great win. And then our tennis team, both boys and girls, have had an outstanding year. Matter of fact, I can't tell you of a match they've lost.
Is that Coach King, right? Is
Coach, he's Coach King, and then Mr. Grant that helps Coach King out there. I don't know. They've been playing well, so we're actually looking to get ready. You know, we've got conference tennis coming up pretty soon here at Russellville. And, you know, we had we hosted the conference golf at home at Big Creek Golf Country Club. And
both teams qualified for state, right?
Yes, yeah. Girls ended up finishing third, and then they had their state beginning of this week where I think they finished middle
eighth,
of the pack.
Eighth, I think. Yes, eighth.
And then our boys won the conference championship this year, and then their state tournament is Monday in Alma. So they're going to be heading down Thursday or Sunday to get a practice round in. So a lot of good stuff happening.
Awesome. You know, this this trip down here, it's great to come down here to Blackie Academy. What did you see in that first half here for the Bombers?
Well, I mean, we're right there. We need a couple of things just to go away. Whenever they go for it, we'll get this great field position. We got to just make them take advantage of it. And us, you know, with us getting the ball right here at half, let's punch it in the end zone and let's start rolling.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of some of those little things. We're right there. We're right on the cusp of making that turn and, you know, just like that interception. And Barrett's trying to take that ball to the house. He's a D-back trying to make a play. And, you know, we're right there on the cusp of those things. And then it seems like little things keep coming up that when you win these games and you're doing that, you don't really look at them. But when you lose them, you look back and be like, only if only.
Yeah, you sit here and second-guess Barrett, but, you know, he took one to the house Van Buren last year, so he's the one if he intercepts it, he can take it.
He's a playmaker.
All the way.
You want him making that play, absolutely. Well, Coach, appreciate you coming down here tonight. We'll see if we can get a big second half here from the Bombers and maybe try to pull this thing out.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Yep. We're going to let you get back to your halftime show brought to you by Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. They are your Twin Lakes area real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell? Give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at Ozarks team a call today. You're listening to Bomber Sports here on Classic Hits 101.7. We'll be back with our halftime show right after this break.
Touchdown!
We'll have more of the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty halftime show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
For over 70 years, we at the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas have had our game face on. Our passion for delivering reliable, affordable power to every corner of Arkansas is stronger than ever. And with 17 electric distribution cooperatives, we cover more than 60% of Arkansas. That's power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, winter, spring, summer, and cool fall football Friday nights. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
The Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And we do welcome you back in to the Ozarks team halftime show. Right now, it is Mountain Home trailing Pulaski Academy 28-7 at the break. PA came into the game ranked fourth in the state, fourth in class of 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Before we look over some of the other football scores from around the state, I do want to let you know over on our sister station, KTLO AM, right now that game is in the game is in the fourth inning, and right now the Cardinals are really struggling right now as Cincinnati leads St. Louis 12-2 in that game. In the 6A West tonight, Greenbrier playing at Greenwood, who is currently ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A. And right now, the Bulldogs are up on the Panthers 21-0 at halftime. In addition, Russellville is hosting Salem Springs this evening, and we have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. And also, Van Buren is at Lake Hamilton, and we haven't seen an update on that game yet either. Little Rock Christian, who is currently ranked ninth in the state overall, and third in Class 6A, is idle this week. On the local level, Yellville Summit at home tonight against Melbourne. It's actually a homecoming night for the Panthers. Have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. Haven't seen a game the score on the game between the Salem and Newport, as it's a battle between Greyhounds tonight. Salem came into tonight's game ranked second in Class 3A. Also, Harrison is at home tonight and leading Prairie Grove in the second quarter 38-6. In the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Conway, who's number one overall and in Class 7A, leading North Little Rock 27-0 at halftime. Little Rock Parkview, who is second in the state overall and number one in Class 5A, that game was supposed to have been played last night at DeQueen. And let's see if we got an update on the final in that game. We do. Parkview pretty much had their way with DeQueen. The Patriots won 55-7 last night. In addition, number three, Bryant, who is also number two in Class 7A, leading Jonesboro, but not by a whole lot, 21-14 at halftime. It is number five, Fayetteville. This is a big matchup tonight. Fayetteville, who is ranked fifth in the state overall, and number three in Class 7A, hosting Rogers, who's seventh in the state overall, and number five in Class 7A. Right now, the Purple Dogs are up on the Mounties 21-14 in the second quarter. In addition, number six, Bentonville, who is also number four in Class 7A, leading Fort Smith Southside 34-21 at halftime. Number eight, Benton, who is also number two in Class 6A, hosting the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A, Marion. Let's see, I think I saw a score on that game just a moment ago. I guess I didn't. I apologize for that. And number 10, Cabot, is leading Little Rock Southwest at 14-0. That was the last score he had from the first quarter. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 7A Top 5 and the Class 6A Top 5 and the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned. There was another game that was played last night as Mills, who is currently third in Class 5A, ended up losing at Maumelle 34-28. In addition to tonight, number two, Shiloh Christian, is at home this evening against Clarksville. And I believe us. And right now, it is All Saints as they're up on the Panthers 39-0 at halftime. Number four, Pine Bluff, playing at BB this evening. And I have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. And number five, Texarkana, playing at Camden Fairview this evening. And right now at halftime, this is a surprise. It's just 6-0 Camden Fairview leading the Razorbacks. Let's go look at what else has been going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Russ at the stadium in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Pulaski Academy 28-7. You're listening to the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show will return in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425 425- 3431 or 425-4510.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation cost, workforce issues, federal overreach, the list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now back to the stadium for more of the Ozarks Team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And you are back here at Joe B. Hatcher Stadium in West Little Rock. You've been listening to the Halftime Show brought to you by the Ozarks Team of Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. They're your Twin Lakes area real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell, give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at the Ozarks Team a call today. Halftime stats today, they're going to be brought to you by, we'll say, the Ozarks Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. I'm sorry, the game stats are who we'll get a sponsor for later tonight. But this is the telltale of this game. 28-7 right now, PA leading Mountain Home. Offense, Pulaski Academy, 355 yards. Mountain Home, 70. Yates is 6 for 17 for 42 yards and a touchdown. Hannaford is 2 receptions for 31 yards and a touchdown. Hubbard, 4 rushes for 23 yards. For Pulaski Academy, Cobb is 23 for 34 for 260 yards, 2 touchdowns. Culpepper, 6 receptions for 45 yards and a touchdown. Fisher, 6 receptions for 33 yards.
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get you back to Brad and Russ in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Visiting with Clay Maxey. Hey, you're a big fan of youth athletics. What message do you have for those young athletes out there today?
Hey, stick it out. It's easy to have a bad day and think that it'd be easier just to quit or to go home and set your own schedule, but you don't ever want to look back and wish that you'd have stuck it out, because the team camaraderie, it just does so much for a life, and the skill sets that it builds for your career, managing relationships, even managing through your family life and your marriage.
Here's to Friday night under the lights. Go Bombers from ClayMaxeyChevrolet.com.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Sorry, guys, we lost some connection there. You know, Mountain Home is back on the field here. There's 20 seconds left on the clock. Looks like they're going to add a little bit more time. Pulaski Academy's down here. Guys, we're just going to apologize right now. I know if you're watching on Bomber Sports Network, the streaming is fuzzy and hard. We have, what'd you say, the best dial-up internet you could get here in West Little Rock. You think they would have a little bit better internet here, but we don't, and the locals have not extended any help to try to help us.
Yeah, it's the opposite of Starlink. Let's just say that. The Bruins took the ball, won the toss, took the ball. So we should get the ball here in the second half. But that also means we get to field an onside kick,
you know.
I mean, like we said at the beginning, we got to keep our intensity. We need to build something right here early. We can't just be 3 and out and kick back to them. It'd be nice to get us a little drive going, get a score, get it within 2 scores, and then you have something to work with.
Yep, big possession here, first possession for Mountain Home. And, you know, as we get ready, we got 2 minutes left here. They did add 2 minutes, 30 seconds. We are going to take a break. We'll come back with this second half that you're going to be listening to Bomber Sports here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Visiting with Ms. Kristen Goodwin, how would you describe the culture at Hackler? I've always heard it referred to as Happy Hackler.
Well, we are very happy at Hackler. We're very proud of the work that we do at Hackler. I think that we have outstanding students, and we have a faculty and staff that I am immensely proud to work with. They are easy to talk about. They're easy to celebrate because they want what's best for our students, and I'm very proud to be able to lead them.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel.